The feel-good start to your day.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Look, I judge these people, but now I am one of those people. And I wonder where you sit, because I, yes, am an adult that has a lunchbox.
Hang on, I want to play this, because you deserve it. You certainly do deserve it. You deserve to hear this.
Oh, no, what's this?
Don't worry about it. No, you don't deserve it. No, I'm just if you've got a lunchbox, I think that's fine, but I just question why.
Well, this is the thing. A couple of years ago, I thought, what are you doing? You're not a kid. You're not going to school anymore. You're not getting your lunch packed for you. What are you doing? But then I realized, no, embrace the lunchbox. So I've got this, this, it sort of looks like a little satchel. It's got flowers on the top. It's very pink. It's very pretty. It's probably aimed at children. But it keeps my lunch insulated. It means I can pack lunch. I can save money as opposed to going...
Are we on?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And I don't need to explain to you, Coggo, what a lunchbox is. You're aware of the concept.
You got started with some pink thing. I couldn't work out what the hell you're on about, but still...
There's a photo on our Triple
Is there? No doubt
Facebook page.
No doubt there is.
But this is the thing. Why not come to this side? Why not embrace the lunchbox? Coggo, why are you against it?
Well, the thing is that I got rid of that type of thing when I was about 11, so I would have thought that maybe I don't want to go back to it. Do you want me to go back to short pants again with a belt?
Are you saying you're not sticking around the studio long enough to get lunch?
Well, probably that's it too. Mate, you put them in bags. Bags are fine, aren't they?
Yes, sure.
Yeah,
but then when you realise there's these specifically made items for you to keep your lunch cool to transport it from home fridge to work fridge.
All right, I'm going to get on the bloke side. There'd be no bloke out there listening right now that would have a lunchbox. No,
no.
They'd be too cool for it.
Surely there is someone out there, some tradie on a job site right now who is rocking the lunchbox.
1-333-53. I bet you there's not a bloke who will ring through right now and say, hey, champion, I've got a lunchbox. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right. Lunchbox enthusiasts, wherever you are, I want to hear from you. I even know I've seen photographic evidence. Our boss has a lunchbox. I don't know who packs his lunch. Maybe it's him, but he's got a 2021 member of the Hawthorn Football Club sticker on the top.
Seriously? See, I can't comment on that. I mean, number one, Hawthorn, hello. Number two, a lunchbox. And who packs it for him?
I reckon it's his son's and he's just inherited
it. Whatever. 1-333-53. There's no other bloke besides the boss that has a bloody lunchbox, takes it to work. Dan, don't tell me that you have a lunchbox you take to work.
I do, mate. It's a lunchbox cooler. So you put your little ice packs in there, you can put your sandwiches and you got your drinks and, yeah, mate, got to have it.
What worries me, Dan, is the way you set it up in Bridgewater, what you said was, mate, could I put my little drink in there, my little ice. Mate,
it's no less manly, Coggo.
Yeah, but when you say that, it sounds like it. Dan, seriously, you pack it yourself or the lovely one does it?
No, I do it myself, mate. Good. I stop me ladies from doing me lunches, mate. It reminds me of mum doing me lunch.
Yeah, no.
Dan,
yeah,
is this...
cattle stations, yes. Mate, you had to have it. You're out in the bush.
Of course.
No, that's a fair call. You're forgiven.
You're going to cop it from tradies.
But you wouldn't be the first time, mate. Thanks, Dan. We're going to Chris's joint. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Coggo, how you going?
Oh, you're laughing, are you? You think this is funny, do you?
And Jules. Well,
Chris, are you on my side?
Yeah, bloody oath. Yeah, no, I've got a lunchbox right now. I've got sandwiches and a couple of apples in it.
Ooh.
And a couple of ice blocks to keep it cool because
I could be
out in the truck all day. So
you could.
I've got to be able to have my lunch.
Chris, you're a truckie and you're rocking the lunchbox.
Well, I wouldn't say, I'm doing deliveries and things like that. Yeah, so I've got to take the lunchbox with me.
Have you got some flowers on it, Chris?
No.
No? Oh,
no.
What have you got?
No, I've got nothing. Chris,
we don't care.
The manly colours.
No, I don't care.
Okay, right.
All right, Chris, what I do want to ask you is that you're on a diet, mate, just some Sangers and a couple of apples, mate. You're on the Jenny Craig.
Oh, no. I've had a big breakfast. I'll go and I'll have a big dinner when I get home.
Right.
This is just a snack.
You have your dinner and a lunchbox, do you, or not?
Otherwise, no, shit, no. Not unless I'm doing night shift.
I was joking, Chris. Anyway.
All right, Coggo, the men are talking here. Yeah. Clearly, there's a lot of lunchbox lovers out there.
There is indeed. I'm going to take, thanks, Chris. Enjoy that lunchbox, mate. Let's go to Glenn. You worry me, Glenn.
Another man.
Well, we asked for blokes before they have lunchboxes, and quite clearly it's happening. Glenn, what about you, mate? Just quickly, are you lunchbox to work?
Morning, Cog. Morning, Jules. Jules,
yeah,
get over it. Men don't have
bloody lunch boxes. They have indoor coolers.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's the same. I'm sorry. Yeah. It serves the same purpose, doesn't it, Glenn?
Well, yeah, it does, but not. What's going on with you, girl? You've got to be educated about Bendigo, young lady.
Okay, I've got to be educated. So if I happen to put a little flower sticker on top of your esky, Glenn, what would you do?
Throw it out the bloody window.
I thought you might.
Come on, Glenn, settle down, will you?
He lost the plot, Glenn. He seriously did. And I know, Megan, you're here to defend, aren't you?
I am. I'm telling you right now that Glenn can go and get stuffed. I know plenty of blokes who use lunchboxes, and I'd like to just point out that a 12-volt angle is still a damn lunchbox, boys. And I tell you what, if you're not taking a lunchbox to work, you're earning too much money.
Oh, yes. You could shout the rest of the Hold office on. Some lunch,
That's
please.
Right.
Wouldn't happen in Sonata, Megs.
Would never happen in Sonata, mate.
Are you a lunchbox person?
I'm a lunchbox person. I've just packed it. It's sitting there in front of me. I've got a really top of the range on it. Ooh. It's actually, you can freeze my lunchbox.
Hey. Oh, I wouldn't know what that's frozen. Like me.
No, that's fancy. That's fancy stuff in Sonata.
She's a very fancy lunchbox lady and lunchbox lads out there. Oh, yeah, look at this alliteration. Right.
You got to take your fruit and you got to take your sandwich and your snacks and bits and pieces because you can't afford to buy that stuff anymore. We're in a cost of living crisis.
That's right. That's
Spot
right.
Spot on. What do you have, just quickly, what do you have in the lunchbox?
Mm-hmm. Right now, today, I've got a smoothie, like a ready to blend and yogurt and some cereal and some tea bags. And
tea bags?
Yeah, I've got to have your tea bags. So, of those rotten tea bags that they supply at your workplace.
Oh, my God. Megan, I think we've gone too far the other way
do
now.
Do you tow your lunchbox to work or not?
Triple M, Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Something that you, Jules, and I are looking forward to this coming weekend is meat stock at the showgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue, bands and bedlam. It's going to be a two-day extravaganza. And one of the artists performing, we're here on Triple M Country. She's got plenty of new music out and about. We're super excited because she is homegrown. Whoa. Amy Shepherd. Good morning.
Whoa. Good morning. How are you guys?
That was a big push for you, Ames. You did say that.
Intro.
Yeah, you said off air, so just push me along if you could. So we did.
Thanks, team.
Going to be a big weekend in Bendigo. Have you been here before?
I know. I have been there with Shepherd, but not for a long time. So I'm looking forward to getting back.
Well, this is certainly awesome to see. People would know you as the blue-haired gal, Ian Shepherd, and you're standing out in your own right. You're rocking out. You're doing it country. Now you're based in Nashville. You're absolutely smashing it out, and we couldn't be prouder. What's it like performing away from, your siblings and the band?
Yeah, thank you so much. Look, it took some getting used to. The band is still going. We're actually about to drop our fourth album, which is crazy, but I just had this urge to always release country music. When I was learning how to songwrite, it was all about country, and I wanted to be the next Leanne Rimes, but I started collaborating with George, and our music just naturally went down the pop path, but I've always had the itch to continue writing country music, and I feel like it suits the way I songwrite, and I'm so glad to finally be doing it.
Are you surprised, Amy, of how many Aussies are over there in Nashville and these places with country music?
There are so many. I mean, we've started making some friends, and of course, they're all Aussies or Canadians. but yeah, it's such a great community, and it's Music City, so I think we're in the right place. And we chose Nashville because obviously the country, but also a lot of the pop producers are moving to Nashville as well now, and it's an easy place to tour from. So lots of Aussies are there.
I feel like, Amy, there's more of a blend now, and you might find the same or maybe not, between country and other genres, and how it's becoming, I guess, a little bit more accessible. Like, we're hearing this sort of blending more into the music that we even play on the Brekkie Show.
Yeah, it's actually such a great time to be in country music now more than ever. We've seen Beyonce just release a country single, for example, and obviously the crossover with Luke Combs. It's really exciting, I think. Now more than ever, eyes are on country music. So that's great for me. And, it's no surprise. Country music has great storytelling. It's got live instruments, great crowds. So, what's not to love?
Hey, it must be a good feeling to have people sing your songs back instead of saying, hey, Geronimo, all the time.
Look, I'm never mad about having people sing Geronimo. That's the song that keeps giving. But it is really nice to have some other songs to be able to sing along to. And it's great to connect with audiences on another level. I mean, everything that I'm doing ties back to the band anyway, but it's just nice to have that extension of myself as an artist.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Get more after this.
This guy just keeps doing it. We've got to be careful. Is he our boss? Like, is he in charge of us?
Maybe. I'm unsure of the hierarchy of all of this media stuff.
Googling, I think, while you're talking.
We are, of course, talking about Rupert Murdoch, 92 years old, and he has just gotten engaged at 92 for the sixth time. The tycoon has popped the question to Eleanor, his 67-year-old retired Russian molecular biologist fiancé. Sounds very smart. A little bit younger than him. But anyway.
Well, the thing is with it, I'm impressed because he's only 25 years younger than him. I mean, I was expecting you to say 37 and thinking, oh, well, you know, they've been 67 though, you know, like.
But 92 years old, I mean, he really is saying, you know, it's never too late in life to find love, is he?
Yeah, or someone else to find his money.
Oh, maybe. Dad reminded me of a story when I was growing up next door to a family. It was an interesting arrangement where there was a woman and a man, but they weren't together. They were the sister-in-law, and the sister had passed away.
Mm.
And later on, when the man passed away, she moved to a nursing home. And at the age of 89, she got engaged in the nursing home to someone who was 90.
See, that's cute. I mean, you get that. That's cute. You know, it's something later in life and they're excited and it makes the whole community there, I would think, buzz.
Imagine the party at the nursing home.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my
that's
God.
It would have lasted 10 minutes. Once the cake was over, everyone's asleep.
All right, but now we have dinner at 4 o'clock and now off we go to bed.
But you're right with Rupert. I mean, like, what goes on there? I mean, he's 92. Is it just a bit of fun for him? Is it, you know, like, is he genuinely excited about the future, which mightn't be a long time?
True. Six times the charm, I guess. I don't know. Can't judge. 92. Like, can't you do what you want at 92?
I would have thought, well, he can. He's getting engaged.
Yeah. He's got the money to throw around and have a bit of a celebration.
Have a prenup, surely.
Oh, it has to. Yes.
You know, can't take it with you, though, Rupert. Give it to someone else. Bugger it. But again, I mean, it, you know, they do what they do. And I'm surprised all the guys that have got money have got girlfriends. Not that I'm jealous. Maybe. You know, they're 30 years younger than them. They're all like that, aren't they? It's just like trying to relive the, oh, not all, but you know what I mean. The ones that have got big money. Look at the Oscars the other night.
Yes.
Yeah, they've all got girlfriends or wives that are 25, 30 years, sometimes older than that.
Oh, you're not talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, are you? And his likeness for the 25-year-olds and unders.
Yeah, well, they probably like that. Robert De Niro is another one.
And he's just welcomed a few children, into the world.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's not going to have kids, is he? 92.
I don't know,
Julie.
Don't
I'm just asking the question. He's getting engaged for a reason.
Can. I'm not going onto his doctor's appointments with him. I'm not finding that out.
Yeah, righto.
But can we ask on 133353? Did you find love later in life?
Because a lot of people say, nah, done it once. I'm divorced. That's it. Not doing it again. But I can tell that people do.
It'll be Rupert expensive has. To do it all over again unless you're a media tycoon, right?
Well, that's true. Anyway, did you get engaged later in life? You found that right person later in life?
Yes. And what's the age? Love to know.
Alana, have you found love later in life?
I did, actually. I'm mid-50s this year, and my partner, Scotty the Hottie, and I have been together for 8 years.
I love that. Hang on, you call him that every day?
Scotty the Hottie.
I do. Scotty the Hottie.
How do you say it? Do you go, Scotty the Hottie?
That is Scotty the Hottie.
Go the Hottie.
This is getting a bit weird, Alana. Anyway.
We'll just leave you guys alone, shall we?
Get a room, Alana. So how has it worked? It's just a different world, is it, from when you were much younger?
Oh, look, I think, you know, I was married in the past and I have three beautiful children and I think that, you know, those sorts of things are meant to happen for a reason. And then we, you know, my ex-husband and I separated in 2004 and we just went on and thought, no, I'm never ever going to get married again or anything like that. And then met Scott and the rest is history.
Did you rule it out? Sorry, Jules, did you rule it out like as in, nah, not going to happen for me again, I'm done, I'm cooked?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Alana, do you think it's easier or harder the second time around?
I think it's easier because you'll be probably more established in yourself.
Yeah.
And you know what works and you know what doesn't work and you don't sort of, well, I would hope that you don't make the same mistakes.
Mm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Can you 1-333-53 like Alana, if you've got you know, something that's just happening for you later in life in regards to love, let us know at Triple M with Coggo and Jules. What's something like Scotty the Hottie? How would you say that in French, Julia? How would you say
idea.
It?
Just add an accent. Scotty le Hottie.
Scotty le Hottie.
Your local breakfast show, Coggo and Jules for breakfast, Triple M.